A red figure column crater. Attributed to the Harro painter. Greek, from around 470 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection accession number 182.97. In ancient Greece, a crater was a serving vessel used to hold diluted wine. Like other craters, this vase has a bucket-shaped belly that rests on a flat circular base. The column crater, however, takes its name from the sturdy upright handles set on either side of the squat neck. These short handles rise from the shoulders to support a protruding lip, just as architectural columns might. This crater sits 40 centimetres tall, roughly the height of a chair leg. Its widest point is across the lip, which measures about the length of an average adult arm from wrist to elbow. The body of the vase is almost entirely covered in black glaze, and the decoration is kept relatively minimal. On one side only, the vase's neck is reserved in the hot orange colour of the original terracotta. This makes for a long horizontal panel on the neck, which the artist has filled with a leafy pattern using black paint. On the belly of each side of the vase, there is a different standing figure. They are both placed centrally and are large in scale. A lack of decoration on the dark background draws attention to their golden silhouettes, which appear to brightly glow as if lit from a spotlight. Within these, a diluted dark glaze has been applied with a brush to create details like anatomy, hair, and drapery. On the first side of this vase, the one with the decorative panel around the neck, walks a mature, bearded man accompanied by a small knee-high dog. The man is seen in profile and is moving towards the right. He is nude, save for a cloak draped around his upper arms and left shoulder. On his feet, he wears simple calf-height boots. The man carries a large balloon-shaped musical instrument, called a barbatos, and uses his left hand to pluck at its seven strings. His head is tilted backwards, and his mouth is shown open as if enraptured in song. Pictured on the other side of this vase is a nude, muscular young man. He is energetically striding towards the right. Leading with his left foot, the heel of his right foot is raised off the ground to create the impression of movement, as if he is about to take another step. The youth's head turns 180 degrees to glance backwards over his right shoulder, his sight perhaps directed at the older man on the other side of the vase. This means that his body is caught in a three-quarter pose, with his upper torso twisting to face outwards at us, while his legs remain depicted in profile. His right arm swings behind him, with his hand firmly gripping a knobbly walking stick. His left arm is outstretched, and this hand is raised upwards as if he is waving in greeting, although this gesture is open to interpretation. Finally, a heavy cloak drapes over this arm and shoulder.